Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Hello, this is Culture Train again on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed, and we're reaching you from Culture Town. Now I'm calmed. I got on a bit nervy because of the kind of video that is coming from Lekki Toll Gate. I just felt that in good conscience, we can't just be talking about culture when our children are being brutalized by some people who claim to be policemen, who are paid by Nigerian taxpayers, and whose uniform are paid for. Their services are paid for by the Nigerian taxpayers. And then you take people's children and you treat them like that. Anyway, I'm calm because the train is about to start. And I want to be steering this train with a very good, to pilot this game with a very clear head and there's no anger, especially because I'm going to be talking to someone very special, a very young lady, a Nigerian youth who is not lazy. I hope President Buhari is listening. This young person is not lazy because at her age, she's done so much that she's taking Nigerian's name to the world. And that's what the young people of Nigeria are doing. And you need to, I'm not saying worship them. You need to encourage them. You need to work for them. You need to make the environment more conducive for them. If you're not careful, this young person I'm talking about, she'll be snatched away from here and then there'll be a vacuum again. Please stop treating our young people as if they were born criminals. The system make the environment to criminalize the environment, and then you weaponize poverty, you weaponize everything, and you turn everything against them, and then you brutalize them. But then, let's talk art on Culture Train. Kenny.
Hello.
Hey. In fact, happy Jamantine Day. You know, tomorrow is Valentine. This is Jamantine. This is about me. So, you'll be wondering why your uncle is raving like that. I mean, I just saw some upsetting pictures from the Lekki Toll Gate. It's not, you know.
Yes,
anyway.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, let's talk. I hope you don't get discouraged in what you do, because Kenny Ekundayo is a young person who is very much after my heart because of what she's doing. She comes fully packaged, and you see the kind of work that she's been doing. And anyway, Kenny.
Uncle,
you, graduate of modern language, French, if I'm not wrong.
No, and you're not.
I'm not, because I know that you speak French. Please, ça va?
Ça va bien.
Comment après tout?
No, don't do that.
Look, if I unleash my French on you, you will be in trouble this evening. Anyway, let's just go on. Now, Artpedia. Artpedia is as in Wikipedia, right? Artpedia.
Oh, well.
Gallery. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. It's easy to deduce the fact that Artpedia has a close sounding to Wikipedia, which is, encyclopedia, which
really?
Is. Okay. Renowned for being a custodian of knowledge, and in this case, I believe they are coming. They are presenting themselves to be custodians of the art.
Okay, you said they. Who are the they? I thought that's your new place. I'm joking, of course. You know that I'm joking.
I know you're not joking.
Okay,
you know,
so,
fortunately,
yeah.
the gallerist, Onomen Onohi, is listening alongside his team,
okay.
You know, managing the gallery. And comments like, my new place is have him confused about,
I'm sorry,
here?
Mr. Onomen. I'm just joking. I crack a lot of jokes with my daughter, Kenny. So, Artpedia Gallery. First, I must say, Artpedia is a very creative name. You know, there are some names you can't get out of your head. Something like, you know, if I think about it in terms of my dream gallery, you know? But Artpedia at its own.
Yes.
Yeah, like red. I think the galleries have a way of coining this name. So, what's Artpedia Gallery about? I've never heard of them until I got that poster that you sent to me, and then you can then move on into the event of that is happening, the first program. Go ahead.
Okay, Artpedia Gallery is a contemporary art gallery, and you want to say creative experience in the heart of Lagos State.
Okay.
It offers an intimate space for lovers of contemporary art and fine wine, you know, to come together.
Wine.
Boasting of a diverse, yes, okay. Wine, I mean.
Of course, you know, I will find my way there.
It's the mascot of the art sector. Wine is the mascot drink of the art community. Thank so you. It's a really, really
I know you are quoting Wole Soyinka there because you are his daughter. You've been hanging around that old man for so long. Now you're speaking his language. Okay.
Of a diverse range of authentic and affordable artwork crafted by legendary and leading contemporary artists. You know, legendary artists like David Dale, Bruce Onobrakweya, and a whole lot of them, as well as this contemporary artist who we've currently put up a show to launch the gallery to the full public.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, this is good. I mean, we can definitely have more galleries in Lagos, and I'm happy that this one is coming. Maybe a quick jive I could throw. Why are they coming in the midst of the pandemonium? To coach Yonika again. Say, yeah. This is pandemonium, not pandemic. Why are they coming at this time?
Oh,
no,
well,
no, he said it's pandemic and pandemonium. So it's pandemonium.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Yes, you know, referring to pandemic and pandemonium, and,
yes.
You know, I recently, I don't know if you remember my presentation at Ars Electronica, the Austrian-based Digital and Arts Festival called Pandemic Pandemonium.
Yes.
And it was from you, I heard that particular phrase, and
I heard it from Shoyinka. I heard it from
that
Prof.
presentation, you see?
He was one who said it. He said, I said, Prof, are you coming to Lagos? I said, no, I'm not moving anywhere in the midst of this pandemonium. I said, Prof, what's that? He said, no, pandemic and pandemonium. You guys have created pandemonium out of this. So why is Artpedia coming at this time? What's so special about this time that they couldn't wait to open the...
The really interesting thing is, I don't think there is any right time to come than now. And I mean, with this current exhibition, the persistence of time.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you yes, go ahead.
Yes, the persistence of time. In its own way, it also presents the works of artists who have been their own creative dialogue. Created works that fit into what is happening, their own response to the time that we live in. And there is no better time than showing this work now than for the gallery to launch itself into the art fair and community.
Why I'm asking the question is, at this time, the new guideline on COVID-19, because Spirit of Nigeria Radio were very particular about that people should stay safe. Mm-hmm. Part of the, if you read the guideline from Lagos State Government, that people should not even go into open, into just kind of place like gallery, theater, and the rest of them, because they don't want crowd to be in a particular place.
Yeah.
So I was asking that, okay, if you are doing the opening of an exhibition on the 20th, I think, so how do you expect people to come in? How do you maintain discipline? How do you ensure that they respect the protocols? Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, I think the most remarkable thing about human beings is our ability to adapt to every situation, to every setting we find ourselves in. And if you compare our response to from the beginning of the lockdown to now, you would see how we've been able to adapt to the situation. And it's easy to say that while we wouldn't, you know, cut ourselves off from art appreciation through events, or not necessarily events, but through shows as this, we, of course, there are protocols that have been created to manage the crowd, to ensure that no one is found wanting or caught wanting. So steps have been taken, such as ensuring that people who would be visiting the show will be able to do so in a timely order. It's the reason. It's one of the reasons why the show is going to run until the 30th of April. Mm. I mean, assuring the opportunity for a lot of people to visit and at their own time. And you have to book to see the show. Even the opening that is on the 20th, it's strictly by invitation, and the invitees have been calculated in order of the space there. That's the gallery space.
Okay.
So I think in a lot of ways, the gallery management has covered grounds and ash of the whole COVID situation.
Okay, well, I thought I could just barge in there and come because of the wine and then the art, but you know. Well, let me just give you a warning. You put my name
there. The good thing is already I had you on. Yes, I have you on the guest list.
I don't want to tell you.
You won't be badging it.
No story. And I hope Mr. Nomsky Onohi is listening. Now I know this name. I hope he's listening. So
okay.
I will come for the full bottle. Thank you very much. Now let's talk about the persistence of time. Look, I'm from the school of thought that says that look, art appreciation at the level at which we are. I'm not saying that we're art illiterates in Nigeria, but people have not really taken time, because it's only here as people rush into a gallery, they just look at the work. You know, like they're taking the sweep, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to opening, but I'll come to this opening because of the wine. I don't go to opening because I'm not able to see the artwork. I'd like to go when the opening has gone. I always say that make the art very simple, because we still have a huge population of art illiterates. People even went to school to study art, or who are supposed to be artists. When they appreciate, when they look at an artwork, and by the time they talk about it, you are wondering, wow, did you go to school? In fact, I'm going to take this up with my next guest. And guess who the person is? I hope she's not listening yet. Mama Taiwo Ajayi said, you know, she was 80. She gave me a lecture on love. On love and romance. And I want to apply that to Valentine, what is likely to become Germantine. So when I saw the persistence of time, I said, how do you want me to understand this? I don't go to school. So what is the meaning of the persistence of time? My guest is Kenny Ekunda, your curator for the persistence of time, that's been hosted by Artpedia Gallery, which is founded by Mr. Onome Nomsky Onohi, a name that I've been familiar with, but I'm just saying it. Kenny Ekunda, you also have your own art
outfit.
Yeah, is it Odumji or Odum? I'm
attached.
Okay, Odumiji. I'm ashamed that I couldn't pronounce that because I'm part of it. Okay, now the persistence of time. Can you break it down for us? We have some 6 minutes to go. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You know, time plays a specific function to a lot of things that creatives have endeavored, especially creative endeavors. And in a way, we've made it the focus point of this exhibition. It borrows from this famous work by Salvador Dali, The Persistence of Memory, where he clocks.
Yeah, the Spanish
artist.
Yes. Go on.
Yes, and one of the leading artists of the Surrealism movement. Funny enough, the Persistence of Memory, I think one of the most dominant forms or subjects of that painting were the melting clocks. So it's quite ironical to title this exhibition "The Persistence of Time." But really, borrowing from it all, it's not just about this artwork, this prominent artwork by Dali. It's about you could say the foundation of the movement, one of the fundamental subjects of the movement, which was the ability for artists to just express themselves in a way that was, at the time, you know, sterilized, you want to say, by the art community and the leaders of the art community at the time. And I'm sure when you come into the show, you will be able to see different expressions of artists, different expressions in terms of their thematic inclinations, even the stylistics of the works, and how it reflects on what their experiences have created for them.
Okay.
For some people, like Elizabeth Peterson, a leading female contemporary artist, for her, she stripped herself of all labels. You know, that's how she describes her art. She used to call herself an expressionist artist, but she stripped herself of all these labels to just say, you know what, the kind of art I produce is affected by my experiences, by my reactions, by my emotions, and all of these are all coming down from time. So she logs time with her own art. Some other artists, it's maybe someone like Frederick Idili. For him, his own art, he is the subject of all his art. So even when you see a particular work, there's one of the works that we'll be showing called Three Friends, and it's there are three subjects of in the painting, and it's all him. So you see how time is, and he's been like that. He's just made himself the subject of his painting for a long time, and it seems to be like an unchanging style of his. And you see what time does here in terms of solidifying his interest, his concentration as an artist.
Okay.
So while we are discussing different things, another artist like Habib Andrew, one of the exhibiting artists, some of his works are just focused on reactions to the last year's situation on the 20th of October, which is going to forever be Black Day for Nigeria.
Yeah, which has continued today.
When a lot of Nigerians were shot at, were massacred for just leading peaceful protests, for just sitting down and waving the flag. He created works like this, not even then. He created this work as far back as 2017.
Wow.
There's a particular work of his he titled Checkpoint. And in Checkpoint, you see, he used a certain motif that to a non-Nigerian may seem like, how do you say, they could see, okay, this is a phone, this is the picture of a phone, of a POS terminal, okay, bloodline, and it's that. But for a Nigerian, these are motifs that haunt you daily and even, I mean, at all times, literally. Motifs that have scarred you. Because you're walking down the road, the policeman sees you with an iPhone and you become the subject of his torture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a work that he produced as far back as 2017.
Wow.
And till today, with what is happening at the Lekki toll gate currently,
yes,
it still speaks volume to our society, to our environment. It's the persistence of time here that you see.
Mm.
I mean, with the changing times, the changing days, the changing years, it still remains our reality. So how do we put this together in a nutshell to just reflect a common ideology? And that's
He's
trying to reflect in his own way.
Well, thank you very much, Kenny Ekundayo, the curator of the Persistence of Time, and Ed Oncho at Gallery Odumije. Mr. Nome, thank you very much for opening that gallery. I hope we'll still be able to be here. But Kenny, before you go, you know, I'm wondering, where is the energy? Is it not that tiny Kenny that I... Sorry. Tiny as in tiny Kenny. This same Kenny is running a show at the Art 21. Bruce Onabra Akpaya exhibition. You are doing a film on Bruce Onabra Akpaya.
That's the documentary on Monday.
Where is it? And you just did that show abroad, in the abroad, as we say here. Where is that energy? Yes. Is it from that frame that all this energy is coming from? And I just wanted to speak to the whole idea of Gallery Odumije. What are you trying to do different? Because you looks like your tiny Kenny likes big something, big shoes. You know I'm mischievous. Just go ahead. Mischievous, my middle name.
Really, but you know the title of a curator is a really dynamic title.
Okay.
Uncle Jay, you've been in this sector for over 30 years, and you've interacted with people, professionals, creative professionals of all shapes and sizes and nationalities. And if there's one thing we can agree on is the fact that there's no curator you would meet that has time. Funny enough, this exhibition, The Persistence of Time, it's like that for me as well. You know, when I started curating, I had to sort of write an undertaking that and give it to time, that I'm not going to complain that my time, I don't have time for myself, I have so many things to carry. It comes with the job. It's a perk of the job. As a curator, you just have to keep, there are a lot of demands, and you have to keep measuring up to these demands, answering to these demands, because it all leads to one thing, which is the propagation of the art. Okay. And that is like my core vision, it's my core goal. So with Gallery Odumiji, it's a research and curatorial outfit, and it's focused on promoting the curatorial activities here in Nigeria, here in Africa.
Okay.
At some point, it's not a gallery. It's not a gallery as an outright gallery as Pedia Gallery.
Mm.
It's more like an academic institution on its own. Although we are still small scale, and with time, the outfit will keep expanding to start training a new set or a new generation of curators who will even do better and greater things than me, Kenny.
Okay.
That's the whole idea.
Well, Kenny Ekundayo, thank you very much. You know, I have to say a big thank you to my brother, Dr. Kole Adeodutola, all the way from Florida. He's following, and on the WhatsApp group, he's already helping us to put the information out there. WhatsApp group that we belong to, Kakaki and friends. And then Dr. Eyitayo Alo, a fantastic arts writer himself, is also doing the same. Okay. And they're now giving you a title, Tiny Kenny Likes Big Shows. That is not from you. They don't send your lawyer after me. I'll give you the address of Dr. Adeodutola. He's a troublemaker in Florida. And Dr. Adeodutola, thank you very much. The show you did in University of Florida, where you were in Sankofa, that storytelling. I've seen you in performance now for almost 4 decades. But when I saw that show last night, my body was glued to the... Because to sustain the interest of an audience and get them to participate. Thank you very much. This is what we're saying about what art can do. We're broadcasting to the diaspora. But that was Dr. Kole Adeodutola speaking back to us from the diaspora. I remember that Itayo Aloti just launched a book very recently, an art critic, and we're all always engaged in this. I invite you all, and Kenny, you have to be there. I'll tell you why now.
Okay.
I invite you all to join me in this next segment, just after a brief music break, to drink water, to listen to who? Mama Taiwo Ajayi Laiset, my own mommy in the arts. So today, I've had my daughter in the arts, Kenny, and now I'm going to have my mother in the arts, Taiwo Ajayi Laiset. So today is a day of twins. I'm surrounded by, I hope I'm not walking my way to having a set of twins. I'm done. I'm tired. I'm retired. We take a break now. Kenny, thank you very much, Kenny Ekunda. And give my greetings to Taiwo. So we'll be meeting Mama Taiwo. You know me and Taiwo, you know we click more than you and I. Yeah, but don't worry. That's a family talk. Mr. Nome, thank you very much. Everybody who has been listening, it's been Culture Train on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And reaching you from Culture Town. By the time we return in another 3-4 minutes, I'll be talking to look, people throw the word icon, legend, and they should shut up. They should shut up. They should go and learn what the real meaning of icon. I hope Molara Wood is listening. They should go and learn, because she's always prodding us on that. They should go and learn the real meaning of icon, of legend, of anyway. This is the matriarch of the art. Taiwo Ajayi, let's say. We'll be meeting her in another 2-3 minutes. I'll just take a short break. Thank you, Kende. Thank you, Mr. Nome, and everybody who has been listening.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.